God's power is made perfect in us, and his grace is sufficient for literally everything. There are no qualifiers to that grace.
Blake Guichet loves to encourage people, and she says there are so many people longing for hope in their lives and in their faith. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Blake shares what she has discovered regarding encouragement.
It was originally born out of the verse in 2 Corinthians where Paul talks about boasting in his weakness and how God's power is made perfect in us and his grace is sufficient for literally everything. There are no qualifiers to that grace. So it started as, okay, like we're just going to talk about the things we're not great at. We're going to talk about the things that we're struggling with that seemed to, and probably continue to be, a little taboo within church culture sometimes, like mental health or broken relationships. Like, let's start having some more honest conversations about how, you know, healing and mental health are not linear journeys, and, you know, we live in a broken world, and that's just the reality of life after the garden.
And Blake says having a place to encourage one another in life and in faith is so important.
It really just started as, like, I wanted it to be a safe place for other women who felt like too much or not enough or some mixture of the two. And I completely attribute the success of those things to, like, that's just what people are desperate for. They're just looking for authenticity and to feel seen and heard and, like, represented in what they're seeing. And I just kind of, you know, I'm always like, I'm just a normal girl that grew up in Louisiana that is just sharing her life, and I think the normalcy of it resonates with people a lot.
Yes, you too can take time to encourage others. You can also take time to care for them. Do you want to learn how to do that? Visit MakingYourLifeCount.com.